Before we start, or before I start giving a guided meditation, or giving a guided japa, or talking about what japa is, or doing japa with someone or with you, or before someone considers doing japa, I have to understand that this is an invocation of special names, which draw power from the personal aspects of the creator that they represent. Let me read a little bit of here from this really good text called the Sikhatsta or something like this. But it's a really good text, and let me read a little bit from that for a second before we... And I'm going to read it because it's very short. Glory to the Sri Krishna Sankirtana, which cleanses the heart of all the dust accumulated for years and extinguishes the fire of conditional life, of repeated birth and death. The Sankirtana movement is the prime benediction for humanity at large because it spreads the rays of the benediction moon. It is the life of all transcendental knowledge. It increases the ocean of transcendental bliss, and it enables us to fully taste the nectar for which we are always anxious. O my Lord, your holy name alone can render all benediction to living beings, and thus you have hundreds and millions of names like Krishna and Govinda. In these transcendental names you have invested all your transcendental energies. There are not even hard and fast rules for chanting these names. O my Lord, out of kindness, you enable us to easily approach you by chanting your holy names, but I am so unfortunate that I have no attraction for them. One should chant the holy name of the Lord in a humble state of mind, thinking oneself lower than the straw in the street. One should be more tolerant than a tree, devoid of all sense of false prestige, and ready to offer all respect to others. In such a state of mind, one can chant the holy name of the Lord constantly. O Almighty Lord, I have no desire to accumulate wealth, nor do I desire beautiful women, nor do I want any number of followers. I only want your causeless devotional service, birth after birth. Son of Maharaja Nanda, Krishna, I am your eternal servitor, yet somehow or other I have fallen into the ocean of birth and death. Please pick me up from this ocean of death and place me as one of the atoms of your lotus feet. O my Lord, when will my eyes be decorated with tears of love flowing constantly when I chant your holy name? When will my voice choke up, and when will the hairs on my body stand on end on the recitation of your name? O Govinda, feeling your separation, I am considering a moment to be like 12 years or more. Tears are flowing from my eyes like torrents of rain, and I am feeling all vacant in the world in your absence. I know no one but Krishna as my Lord, and he shall remain so even if he handles me roughly in his embrace or makes me brokenhearted by not being present before me. He is completely free to do anything and everything, for he is always my worshipful Lord unconditionally. So, Krishna is not just a god which is separate from us, but Krishna is the avatar itself. It is the idea called avatar. It is not separate from the idea called Krishna, except that it is a living person, which is connected to and of which souls, every single person, is a small atom in, is this Krishna. And through our souls, through those tiny, tiny, tiny spaces relative to our physical bodies, there is this infinity of Krishna, of the personality of life itself, of consciousness. And so, when we say devotion to Krishna, we're not talking about just some other person outside of ourselves who we offer sacrifices to, but something much higher. We're talking about the heart of all things. Our devotion and love and service of the heart of all things. And so, in this state, let us begin our meditation and relax the tension in our body. We're going to chant the mantra, Om God, and focus gently on the area in between our eyebrows, or the third eye. So relax the tension in your body, become completely still. Focus only on your breath, not expecting anything, not looking for anything, but just being aware of the breath. Completely relax.
God, oh. Omkar, 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 Omkar,
we chant these divine names and invoke the energy of the personality of Godhead, Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. We come before thee, humble, naked, without the clothes of culture and of this present age, as eternal souls, eternally serving love, life, light. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare, Hare. Just as there are many atoms which make up your body, you are merely a part of an atom in the body of Krishna. And you are not separate from that. But yet inconceivably you are yet different. But it is inconceivable to the mind how are you separate and different at the same time. So it's impossible to think about. And so your nature or identity can't be thought of. And so leave it and simply be in joy and bliss and seek not for your identity in the lower worlds. As we turn our gaze inwards, we see a subjective realm of infinite you. Who you are changes. Like the ebb and flow of the tide, it changes constantly. Radha is always changing it. If it were to stay the same eternally, it would freeze and be a disaster. Eternally, it must change. And so you can never pin down a mental answer for who you are, because it will always must change. But you can see that there is such a thing as a self, and that thing which is a self is inconceivably a small atom on the body of a giant self, which is a small atom on the body of a giant self, and there is no ultimate self. It keeps going forever, and each level is another Krishna. It is this we devote our love and service to. It is He who is a real, actual person. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. You eternal Lord of the universe, which is that voice, that still voice, which lies in the heart of all things, it is you who are Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Feel the area of your chest now in the solar plexus. Continue focusing on the area between your eyes for another 10 minutes, just breathing and focusing on that area, letting the energy just circulate through your body and cool down.